Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 14th day of July, Bastille Day. But we're talking about sport, of course, with Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. Sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL exclusive, the agents behind every AFL-listed players, and they're going to lift the lid on the master negotiators of each club's biggest stars. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, it's golf. Aussie ace wins playoff to claim her first major triumph with Grace Kim, producing a sensational finish to secure the Evian Championship in France. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, well, it's all about NRL, will save the Titans as the Walker brothers, and they vow to bring glory to the Gold Coast with Ben and Shane Walker putting up their hands to save the struggling Titans in a move that could deliver the Roosters' sensation Sam Walker to the Gold Coast. So let's start with golf. And of course, in the women's, the LPGA, as mentioned, Aussie female golf star Grace Kim scored her first major title win by securing the Evian Championship in France in a two-hole playoff, defeating Thailand's Jenny Thitakul. They both finished on minus 14. In other good news, fellow Aussie Minji Ling Lee was third on minus 13. Good signs for women's golf there. And in the men's golf, the Americas' Chris Scotterup won the Scottish Open by two shots. Best of the Aussies, Adam Scott, he tied for 17th. Next up, the British Open for the men this week. Eight Aussies will be in action. In motorsport, well, the Townsville 500 on the weekend. Brock Feeney now has one hand on the Sports Cup with his victory yesterday, while Will Brown and Chas Mostart rounded out the podium in an incident-free race. Feeney, 1,759 points. Will Brown second on 1,539. Next up, Ipswich Super 440, the 8th to the 10th of August. Tickets on sale now. In rugby league, well, the State of Origin, of course, game three last weekend. Queensland claimed the series, defeating New South Wales 24-12 in front of 80,000 people, 4-2. Tommy Dearden, player of the match. All done to all the Queenslanders, and special mention to the Spirit Chain by Cameron Munster. NRL round 19 on the weekend, Sharks defeated the Dolphins. The Bulldogs defeated the Cowboys in Townsville. No score in the second half, 12-8. And yesterday, the Broncos 26 defeated the Titans 14 on the Gold Coast. Adam Reynolds, his scheming best. More pressure on Gold Coast coach Desi Hasler. Broncos fifth on the ladder, bye next weekend. Dolphins will take on the Cowboys on Thursday, and the Titans will take on the West Tigers next Sunday. In the NRL women's round two, the Cowboys lost to the Knights. The Broncos defeated the Titans. Tamika Upkin, 2 tries for the Broncos. In local rugby league, in the men's A grade, round 13 on the Sunshine Coast, Noosa 42 defeated Stanley River 20. First loss of the season for the Stanley River team. Beerwood defeated Caloundra. Caboolture and Maroochydore, they had a 26-all draw, although Caboolture scored 5-4. And yesterday, Coolum defeated Nambour. Kawana had the bye. In the next Sunday, in the round 14 for the Sunshine Coast Rugby League, Woodford, big place to be, 3 p.m. Stanley River will take on Caboolture. And in the women's, Maroochydore defeated Caboolture, so that was 1-2. And in the men's C-grade, Beachmere defeated Yandina. Noosa defeated Kilcoy 12-8. Kilcoy still second on the ladder. Bribie had the bye. And in the Queensland Cup, the Dolphins defeated the Pride 20-16. Falcons had the bye. And in the women's Queensland Cup, Falcons sixth on the ladder. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, Monday Sports Roundup continues here on 101.5 FM. And the Caboolture Touch, still a chance to register for junior and senior, their Season 2 competition. It starts this week for the seniors and next week for the juniors. And the Junior State Cup held in Rockhampton, grand finals yesterday. Congratulations to all involved, from the under-10s to the under-18s, and the 10 referees from Caboolture who officiated. In basketball, the Queensland State League Men's Division 1 grand final on Saturday. Brisbane 100 unfortunately defeated Moreton Bay 78. And in the Women's Division 1, Toowoomba took the title. And congratulations to both winners there. And well done to the Moreton Bay Suns, who took out the 2015 Queensland State League Women's Division 2 title yesterday at Moray Field, defeating the South West Metro Pirates 85-58. Emma Jeffrey and Jessica Barnsdale, 20 points each. In soccer, well, the World Club Cup final was played earlier this morning our time. Chelsea defeated Paris Saint-Germain 3-0. And about a total of about $1 billion in prize money has been distributed to all the teams participating. And Chelsea's Cole Palmer scored 2 goals there for Chelsea. I think they pick up around about $140 million. Not a bad little effort. And in the NPL Queensland, in the men, Moreton City, second on the ladder. They had a nil-all draw with top-place Lions yesterday. So well done there. And in the Football Queensland Premier League, Caboolture fourth on the ladder in men's Division 1, and they're third on the women's ladder. They defeated South West Queensland Thunder 7-0 on Saturday. Big win there. In netball, well, the Super Netball, Saturday, Adelaide defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning, so end of season for Lightning now, 7 wins, 7 losses. And yesterday, the Swifts defeated the Firebirds 79-75 in a gripping extra time showdown. That meant that the Firebirds finished 8th with 2 wins and 12 losses. Semis next Sunday, Adelaide will take on the Melbourne Vixens and the Fever will take on the Swifts in Perth. In the Sapphire Series, Gold Coast defeated Moreton Bay Pulse on Saturday 65-57, and yesterday the Sunshine Coast Thunder defeated Kedron 65-64. So round 8 next Sunday, Moreton Bay will take on the Sunshine Coast at 2 p.m. Should be a big game there. In tennis, well, in the women's singles final at Wimbledon, Iga Swiatek from Poland defeated America's Amanda Anisimova 6-0, 6-0. That was just under 60 minutes. While in last night's men's singles final, Italian Yannick Sinner won his first title, defeating two-time champion Carlos Alcaraz in 4 sets. So that's the end of Wimbledon. And certainly a big week now coming up at the Caboolture Tennis Club. They've got the Junior Development Series for the Sunshine Coast region. That'll start next Saturday. In cycling, the Tour de France, well, after stage 9 of the 21 stages, Slovenia's Tadej Podgorica, he's a 54-second leader of the event. In the AFL, well, last Thursday, the Melbourne Lions defeated Carlton, and the Melbourne team now, they're going very, very well on the ladder, sitting second. And Gold Coast, they had a big win over Collingwood on the weekend, 69-63. So round 19 on Friday, the Lions will take on the Western Bulldogs at the Gabba. And Gold Coast in fifth spot will take on Adelaide on Sunday at Adelaide Oval. So plenty happening there. And keep an eye on Gout Gout with his marvellous win, 17-year-old in the 200 metres invitational event at the Diamond League meeting on the weekend. He just ran a mediocre time. Not too bad there, about 20.1 with headwinds. Well, that's the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Have a great weekend, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Enjoy your sport.